The COVID pandemic has wreaked havoc all over the world. Think about how far-reaching its effects have been in a relatively short time. It's destroyed businesses, it's weakened whole economies, and stimulus packages have caused national deaths to rise higher than ever. COVID's effects have been seen in the political arena as well. COVID policies have caused controversy in local and national politics. Frustration has erupted into public protests and even riots. And of course, the disease has taken the lives of millions of people. It's caused the suffering of people in virtually every corner of the globe, being especially hard on the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions. As time goes on, many are putting their hope into vaccines to turn the tide on this crisis. And vaccines are being rolled out and distributed to the relief of many. Others are resigned to riding it out until populations reach herd immunity, when most people will have been exposed to the disease. In either case, many believe at some point things will get back to normal. But will they? What if the COVID pandemic goes on longer than we expect? What if new, more contagious strains develop that are resistant to vaccines? Or what if this is only the beginning of far worse diseases we've never even dreamed of? This program isn't going to forecast never-ending doom and gloom. That's not our belief or our focus. There is a lot of good news to talk about. God has a plan for our world. But we also must be realistic and face the future honestly, something that's all too rare today. We tell you the truth at Tomorrow's World. And that truth involves warnings about perilous times to come and the hope that springs from the pages of your Bible. Today we'll be offering a free study guide that is needed especially in these times of disease, death, and despair. It's entitled, Does God Heal Today? When fear is paralyzing many, you can have faith there is a real God who intervenes. It doesn't matter how new or novel the disease is, God can heal. You might even be surprised to hear that. Divine healing is not something you'll see talked about on your favorite news feed or evening program. But you will hear about it here on Tomorrow's World. So don't go away, because I'll be right back to answer the question, is COVID just the beginning? This is Tomorrow's World. At the beginning of 2020, the COVID pandemic hit with a vengeance. Within a matter of months, nations all over the world were scrambling to react to the crisis. The pandemic has been blamed for a multitude of problems, including a spike in mental illness. Notice what the New York Times Magazine reported on January 21st, 2021. Even before we entered this darkest of winters, when COVID-19 is relentlessly causing more and more sickness and death, not to mention additional stress, isolation, and economic pain, there was evidence suggesting that significantly more people have thought about ending their lives during the pandemic than in recent years. Only time will tell how greatly this pandemic has affected the mental health of people all over the world. But early signs are not good. The COVID pandemic also punched massive holes in economies around the world. How bad is it? Notice what was reported in The Economist magazine on January 9, 2021. The economic toll of the COVID-19 pandemic is incalculable. The semi-annual Global Economic Prospects Report released this week calculates that the world economy probably shrank by 4.3% in 2020, a setback matched only by the Depression and the two world wars. But this dramatic figure still understates the cost. It measures the world economy's fall from where it was before the pandemic, not from where it would have been had the virus not spread. So how bad will it get? The article goes on to say the crisis could ultimately be responsible for $10 trillion of lost revenue in economies around the world in 2020 and 2021. Now, these are not theoretical numbers. Most of us have friends or family who have lost businesses or wages. We've seen it firsthand, or we've experienced it ourselves. It's a serious crisis. And of course, the disease itself has taken the lives of people all over the world. The Our World in Data website tracks this. According to their figures, 2.47 million people have died around the world because of COVID as of February 21st, 2021. Most of us have been touched by this disease to one degree or another. Maybe you've watched a friend suffer or even die, perhaps your own spouse or your parent. You may have contracted it yourself. We can't overstate the suffering some have experienced because of this disease. We can all agree this crisis has been a crushing blow to millions around the world. The hope is that the worst is behind us. But even if it is, even if new variants don't arise, what about the future? Will it really be over? As I said in the beginning, we need to look squarely at reality. Scientists expect more extreme diseases to come from viruses we've never faced. Back in 2018, The Economist ran an article that talked about Disease X. Disease X was a theoretical pathogen named by the World Health Organization to represent a yet unknown disease. The author states, "By listing Disease X, an undetermined disease, the WHO is acknowledging that outbreaks do not always come from an identified source and that, as it admits, a serious international epidemic could be caused by a pathogen currently unknown to cause human disease." What a statement! Who would have known back in 2018 what we'd be going through today? What the WHO was trying to do was prepare not just for diseases they knew about, but those that are as yet unknown. But what is that saying? What that means is they expected new diseases to arise. And the lesson recent history has taught us is a new virus can plow into the world like a tornado. What about the next one? In more recent times, other virus hunters have echoed the same thing. Peter Piot is a special advisor on the coronavirus to the European Commission president. He's a well-known microbiologist from Belgium who has spent much of his life studying viruses. His most notable work was playing a role in discovering the Ebola virus. On September 23, 2020, an interview of him was posted by the political website. It was entitled, "Belgian Virus Hunter Warns of Looming Age of Pandemics." Notice what Mr. Piot said in this interview. "The frequency of epidemics is really increasing," he noted, "with many of these viruses like SARS and Ebola coming from animals. Viruses that might have remained local could be spreading more easily due to widespread travel," he suggested. "But now something happens in a city that most people never heard of, Wuhan, and boom, goes to the whole world," he said. Piot said that he spent the last 6 years giving speeches titled, "Are We Ready for the Next Pandemic?" You may recall that our lead presenter, Gerald Weston, also explained the source of many of these viruses on a previous telecast. It was entitled, "Why Does God Allow Pandemics?" In that telecast, he explained that many viruses come not just from animals, but from humans eating animals God never intended to be eaten. The Bible calls them unclean. If you'd like to review that telecast, you can find it on tomorrowsworld.org. Mr. Piot has been warning the world for years. Were we ready for COVID? Is he correct when he says we may be entering an age of pandemics? This is not the first time we've been warned about diseases on the horizon. In the early 1990s, my wife had a microbiology college professor tell his class that he worried about the future. His concern was the overuse of antibiotics and the growth of viruses resistant to antibiotics. He said, "We may come to a point where we're forced to go back to praying at the bedside of the sick." What a statement. Do you realize you don't have to wait for a deadly illness to ask for God's merciful healing? That's why we're offering the study guide, "Does God Heal Today?" The late Roderick Meredith wrote this booklet to let people know the truth about divine healing. He explains that many people think of divine healing as a big production put on by slick showmen with noise and singing and other strange behavior, totally contrary to that of Christ and the disciples. So what's divine healing all about? And can you ask God for it? This is not a theoretical question. It's right in front of us, especially in our times. So call, write, or order online. Just ask for the healing booklet.
Dive deeper into God's Word with today's free offer. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/heal. Experience the excitement and fulfillment that comes through a better understanding of God's Word. This offer, backed by the truth of Scripture, will guide you in your study of the Bible. The timeless material is straightforward, easy to understand, and will strengthen your knowledge of this important topic. We want you to understand the truth of Scripture and believe it should never be sold. That is why we are making this available to you absolutely free. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. 10 inspiring issues full of news, science, and historical articles will help you make sense of your world through the pages of the Bible. People around the world are turning to Tomorrow's World as their one source for truth, prophecy, and hope. Call now.
In the last segment, I asked the question, is COVID only the beginning? The experts tell us we should expect unknown diseases in the future. And frankly, they've been warning us for years. It's not if, but when. And because of our modern transportation, it's very difficult to limit an outbreak to one place. It quickly spreads all over the world. I quoted from scientific experts in the last segment, but now let's look at Bible prophecy. What do we learn from the Bible? Way back at the time of Moses, God issued harsh warnings to the ancient nation of Israel if they were to disobey him. Notice what it says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 58. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Longtime viewers of Tomorrow's World know the Bible shows many of our Western nations today are actually descendants of the ancient nation of Israel. And much of prophecy is dual. There's an end time fulfillment as well. More and more Western cultures blatantly disregard biblical values of human life and sexuality and morality. Greed, pride, and violence are the norm. As our sins mount, God may allow more diseases to come on us to wake us up. Now, does this mean every time someone gets sick and even dies, it's divine judgment? No. We all age, and we will grow old if we live long enough. And all of us will suffer from some health issues at some point in our life. And we will even die. That's part of life. At the same time, we've got to realize God in His Word says He sometimes uses disease epidemics to get His people's attention. Notice going on in Deuteronomy 28, verse 60. Moreover, He will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. Bible prophecy also shows judgments coming on the whole world as a result of sin. Toward the end of Jesus' ministry, His disciples asked Him what would be the sign of His coming. After warning of deception and wars, notice what He said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 7. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines pestilence as a contagious or infectious epidemic disease that is virulent and devastating. Note this carefully. This is not us claiming to know what the future holds. It's a direct prophecy coming from the words of your Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. These are His words. And if we are a believer in Jesus Christ, we need to take note. Disease epidemics will come. Now, He didn't say we should be anxious and worried about it. In fact, in verse 6, He said, "See that you are not troubled. Through Christ, we can have peace, even in difficult times to come." But we also must take His warning seriously. Toward the end of the first century, the Apostle John saw a vision of the future. He recorded it in the book of Revelation. After the prophesied seven seals and the seven trumpet plagues, we read of the seven last plagues. Notice how the fifth plague is described in Revelation 16 and verse 10. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. We humans can be extremely hard-headed, even when the last plagues come to wake up a sinning mankind. Some will stubbornly refuse to repent of their sins. No, COVID is not the end of pandemics, but there is a way for you and your family to prepare. The late Roderick Meredith explained how in his work, Does God Heal Today? In the opening page, he says, "The Bible shows us that a day is coming when massive disease epidemics will ravage our world. Doctors and hospitals will be overwhelmed with the sick and dying. Those who have not learned to trust God will have nowhere to turn. But if you learn today to trust and obey God, you can be blessed, perhaps even more than you realize." In this study guide, Roderick Meredith explains why mankind is so confused about sickness and divine healing. He shows how so many have been taught to frankly leave God out when it comes to their physical health. He explains how to get the right perspective regarding healing, medicine, and your health. You and your family need this publication, and it's been paid forward for you by dedicated supporters of this work. To order your free booklet, just call on the phone or order at twtv.org/heal. We look forward to hearing from you. Don't forget, order today.
Find real answers, gain hope, and learn the truth faster than ever before. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/heal.
In the last two segments, we saw some secular experts do expect pandemics to get worse. We also saw how the Bible predicts the same thing. So what should we do? Let's face it, we're all physical. We all are subject to the ravages of time and age and at some point disease. At some point, we will die. It's the normal cycle of life and death. But because we are physical, and our God is loving, He also has given us the blessing of divine healing. When Jesus began His ministry, He immediately began preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. But He also cast out demons and healed the sick. People came from all over to be healed. He saw their suffering and had compassion on them. Let's look at one particular case. A ruler came and asked Him to help his young daughter. She was sick and close to death. Jesus agreed to go with him, but on the way, something else happened. This is found in Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. There are always those who are ready to prey on the vulnerable. That hasn't changed, has it? At the same time, we know of outstanding examples in the medical field today who use their expertise and training to really serve their fellow man. Many of them have put their lives on the line in this time, fighting infectious diseases. And for that, we're grateful. But think about it. No matter how dedicated physicians may be, they are still limited. There are times when they've done all they can do and can do no more. They cannot heal in the ultimate sense. Only God can heal. And Jesus did heal this woman. Mark chapter 5 and verse 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." And he did make her well. That's the power that Jesus had. That's the power of your and my Savior. And He still does heal. I've personally witnessed that in my life, and maybe you have too. That needs to be real to us, because He is real. Jesus proceeded to the house of the ruler who had requested his help. When he got there, he heard the sad news. The little girl had already died. In fact, there were already mourners in the house. We pick up the story in Mark chapter 5, verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult and those who wept and wailed loudly. But when he had put them all outside, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with them and entered where the child was lying. Notice, when Jesus healed, he didn't make a big show of it. There was no fanfare, no spotlight, and no sleight of hand. In fact, as we see here, he made all those who were wailing and carrying on leave the house. Then those who were remaining were just a few with the parents. It was a quiet, private matter, and this is what he did, as told in Mark chapter 5 and verse 41. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumai," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. But he commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and said that something should be given her to eat. He healed her. Actually, he raised her from the dead, not with a lot of noise and production. In fact, he told them, "Don't make a big deal of this to others." He wasn't seeking a crowd. Healing was a part of his ministry as a sign of who he was. And he did it simply out of compassion for these desperate people. Does God heal today? Absolutely. Notice what James chapter 5 and verse 14 says. "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up." The Living Church of God has dedicated ministers around the globe. One of their duties is to pray over the sick and anoint them with oil. It's not a strange or unusual ritual. It's just a simple, quiet prayer with the one who is sick and the anointing of the person with a tiny bit of olive oil. It's done just as it says here in James 5:14. God does heal. I've seen it myself with my own eyes. Now, are there times when we ask for God's healing and we don't get better immediately? Absolutely. We must understand, God has a plan for us, and His ultimate priority is to get us into His kingdom. And that means He sometimes allows us to suffer, to learn about trusting Him and having faith in Him. Paul learned that when he asked God for deliverance from a trial and was not delivered. Notice the answer from God to Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" We sometimes learn the most by learning to wait and be patient. Even so, God does want us to ask when we need help. And notice something else. As it describes in Acts 19, verse 11, where there were times when Paul could not pray over someone in person, and in those cases he would pray over and anoint a cloth that would then be sent to the person who would then apply the cloth to themselves in prayer. Let's read that together. "Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick. And the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them." The Living Church of God follows that practice as well, sending out anointed cloths to those who ask, in genuine faith to be healed. There's so much more to cover, and there's simply not enough time today. That's why we're offering you this free study guide, "Does God Heal Today?" In this booklet, Roderick Meredith explains how much healing and the gospel go together. He details how we must begin to really believe what God says when it comes to health and healing. If you or a loved one is suffering and needs healing, you can have hope. Jesus still heals today. Call or order at twtv.org/heal for this powerful study guide, "Does God Heal Today?" You need this booklet. Order now.
Dive deeper into God's Word with today's free offer. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/heal. Experience the excitement and fulfillment that comes through a better understanding of God's Word. This offer, backed by the truth of Scripture, will guide you in your study of the Bible. The timeless material is straightforward, easy to understand, and will strengthen your knowledge of this important topic. We want you to understand the truth of Scripture and believe it should never be sold. That is why we are making this available to you absolutely free. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. 10 inspiring issues full of news, science, and historical articles will help you make sense of your world through the pages of the Bible. People around the world are turning to Tomorrow's World as their one source for truth, prophecy, and hope. Call now.
Earlier in today's program, I mentioned the microbiology professor saying there would come a time when we'd again have to pray at the bedside of the sick. But think about it. Are we only going to do that when we're absolutely forced to? Or can we begin to seek God now, every day, to guide us and teach us and heal us when we're sick? The answer is obvious. God wants us to seek Him now. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, notice what Jesus said as recorded by the Apostle John. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. God wants us to have eternal life through the resurrection, but He also wants us to enjoy the blessings of life now, and that includes divine healing. Look to God. Realize that COVID may just be a blip on the radar, but we can be prepared for whatever comes next if we have faith and trust in God. Don't forget to request your free study guide we are offering today, Does God Heal Today? It will open your eyes to the real God and how He's intervening in people's lives now. And keep watching for more Tomorrow's World episodes as Gerald Weston, Richard Ames, Wallace Smith, and I make sense of today's news through the prophecies of Tomorrow's World. See you next time.
Find real answers, gain hope, and learn the truth faster than ever before. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/heal. People around the world are turning to Tomorrow's World as their one source for truth, prophecy, and hope. Call now. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.
In this world of growing chaos and confusion,
as the world becomes more stressful, dangerous, and challenging,
as the media portrays false images of the future,
you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible.
Gerald Weston, Richard Ames, and I, as well as our guest presenter, Rod McNair,
will continue to share with you the revelation of Jesus Christ,
the good news of the coming kingdom of God,
and the good news of tomorrow's world.
So be sure to join us again next week, right here at the same time.